good afternooning or good morning, depending on where you're at. It's Thankful Thursday, February the 29th. The year is 2024. Welcome to Strands of Wisdom here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Kay and I are so glad you all chose to be here today and to invite us into your homes. We certainly appreciate it. For those of you who are new to our show, if you want to join us in the chat room, if you go over to the 12radio.com, then look to the far left corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on that, and then you'll get invited into the private chat room. That way, whatever you type in there or ask in there, then it stays just with us. So, and we tell you that because at the first half of the show, Kay and I'll both be talking. The second half of the show, we'll be doing readings or healings out of the chat room. So make sure you get your comments in there, and we can interact that way. For most of you, you know that today is Sadie Hawkins Day. That's the way we grew up with it being called versus just leap day for leap year. And all the scientific calculations that go into leap year. To me, that's just kind of like boring. So I looked up I was not aware of this. It came, the actual premise behind leap day or was
leap year. Yeah.
Well, the leap day itself, Sadie Hawkins Day. Okay. They called it Sadie Hawkins Day, and it was based on a quirky holiday originating from the comic strip storyline from Lil Abner, which I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I remember that. I remember that well.
And it has since become a day where women are encouraged to take the lead in romantic pursuits. The holiday celebrates empowerment and challenges the traditional gender roles, making it a unique and interesting observance. Now, this whole thing was copied from an internet article that was written umpteen billion years ago. So I thought it was hysterical because look how far women have come since then. We don't need anybody to tell us what we can do or not do in a romantic pursuit.
Yeah, you know, that was in the 50s. You know, I remember when I was a little girl reading that. And, you know, it was a whole different world. And you wouldn't dare ask a man out him up. No, wait for them to approach you and call you.
Right.
And oh my God.
Because a woman
I can't imagine that today.
A woman should know her place.
That's right. I know so my was, place.
So when I was reading that, I thought, I forgot all about Lil Abner. And then I thought, well, you know, it's to empower us and challenge us women, because the little female minds, you know, that cracked me up.
That could have started the sexual revolution. Who knows?
It really could have. It could have. Because Lord knows, women had, you know, we didn't have thoughts in our heads. You know, we had to have people guide us, you know.
That's right. We'll blame Little Abner on that.
Okay, well, something I want to bring up. Kay is going to be doing her scopes today, which we all love. But I wanted to bring up something because it's really been on my mind and I've been struggling with it. And I know we've still got, you know, this is only getting ready to go into March. So we've got, 9 more months of the year. But we've got, this is an election year and there's all this hate and anger and fear and anything and all the above going on right now. And it's really hard to stay positive and to stay loving and to stay kind with all this garbage going on. And I've really been talking to my guides, angels and universe and saying, how do I deal with this? You know, because I don't want to incite anything. I don't want people getting mad at me because of my beliefs. And I try to stay neutral. I try to be like Switzerland when I'm talking with clients or whatever, because, you know, when you're calling in for a reading or whatever, I'm tuning into your guides and your angels. It's not my personal opinion that comes through, but I want to know how best to help us as human beings in the world. How do I represent my feelings in a way that people get and they understand what I'm saying? So I took it to the universe and the angels, and I did this yesterday specifically because I was just very frustrated with some of the news that had come across. And the message I got clear, as loud and clear as possible, was to stay in faith, kindness, and love. And I'm like, okay, fine. So, then I waited a little bit and then I asked again just to make sure I heard right. And again, I got the same message to stay in faith, kindness, and love. After asking the second time, I thought, okay, whatever. I'll just sit with that a little bit and see what how it resonates with me. And I got onto Facebook and I saw this posting. And to me, it was the universe's way of validating the message I got. And it was it's based on love and kindness. I'm going to read this to you because it really hit me hard. It's, says, as the world fights to figure everything out, I'll be holding doors for strangers. I'll be letting people cut in front of me in traffic, saying good morning, keeping babies entertained in grocery lines, stopping to talk to someone who is lonely, being patient with sales clerks, smiling at a passerby. Why? Because I will not stand idly by and live in a world where love is invisible. Join me in showing kindness, understanding, and judging less. Be kind to a stranger. Give grace to friends who are having a bad day. Be forgiving of yourself today and every day. Be the change. Be the light. Start today and never stop. And I thought, man, I just, tell you the truth, it made me cry because it hit the meaning behind of how do we as a whole or as a united front get through all this craziness that's causing so much anger and fear, basically fear in the world. How do we do that? And so when I read this, I thought I wanted to share it with you and then ask you. You can go to my Facebook page. I think I posted it yesterday, but you can copy that, pass it on. But I'm asking you to join me as a fellow human being. And let's start with the kindness. Just each one of us show the kindness, be the love that we want in this world. Reach out to people who haven't talked to you for a while. Try to show compassion, especially to yourself and others. So that's my challenge, and hopefully you'll take up the little chant with me. Let's get this going where, instead of being the fear, let's be the love and the kindness. So that's my challenge to you guys. That's me off my soapbox this morning.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. I love that. And I try to do that. I take Alice to the park every day. I try to go every day. And we have a lot of migrants here, a lot of people from Venezuela. And so I try to smile and say hello. I'm trying to learn Spanish because I would like to be able to talk to these people, at least communicate a little bit. So I'm trying to do that so we can kind of have, some kind of conversation or a feeling, be able to talk. But, without being able to do that, just a smile and a hello really means a lot. It really
Oh, yeah.
shifts the energy. It does.
And stop
And
and think
yeah,
about it. A smile needs no translation.
that's right. Exactly. Yeah.
And a
That
lot of
was
these,
just beautiful.
and it really, it really got me because there's, yeah, we can disagree on politics or what this one stands for or what that one stands for. But if you're voting from your heart, if you're getting out in the world and just showing kindness, and when you vote, which it's critical that everybody vote, if you vote and you vote with love, then how can we go wrong?
Right.
So that's all I'm saying. I just
Exactly.
want people to really, I love this country and I'm proud to be an American. I
Oh,
truly am.
yeah. Me
And,
too.
I would like to see everybody remember where we've been, how far we've come, and really, where do we want to be in the next few years? I mean, I
Right.
would like to have a safe country for my granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And for others who maybe they don't live the life I live, but they're human beings, and we need to show compassion and love. So I guess get on this I'm on the can't kindness bandwagon. How's that?
Yeah, well, hey, that's the best place to be, you know. And I try to do that in my meditations too. And I did a Merlin channeling. That was so crazy. The phone kept dropping and communications have been so weird. But during that, you know, and during your meditations, you can go to the collective. I mean, there is a collective level of consciousness that we all share, all human
Right.
beings share, and that's made up of pure love. And you know, if you can get to that place as often as you can, it makes a difference with me because the political stuff gets so harsh and heavy. It really does.
Yeah, I have to
And
share. I have to cleanse after. I mean, I just otherwise it just it like you said, it weighs you down. It's too heavy.
it really does. Yeah. And you know, just knowing that, you know, the universe has got a plan. I just keep repeating
Well,
that.
the other mantra that I say that helps me is I'll pray for everyone's highest good, whatever that may be.
Right.
So, and sometimes that's really, as humans, it's hard for us to let go because we want it
Yeah.
our way, damn
Yeah,
it.
we do, and we want it right now. I do. I want it right
I
now.
do too.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, that's my little high horse
Oh,
kind of thing.
good.
So, you got your scopes ready to share with
I
everybody?
do, but first I want to talk about Kim a little bit. My daughter's in the
Oh, yeah.
hospital. She's having the surgery to, well, she already had the surgery to reattach the stoma, you know, reattach the her intestines. And this is, let's see, she had it done, was it Monday night? Yeah, Monday night. It was like about 5:30 in the afternoon before they finally got to it because her doctor was running late. And he did very, he was very careful. He didn't use staples. He sewed it all up by hand.
Oh, wow.
You know, because he wants to be so careful. He's got so much invested in her because this is the type of thing that people have they've never really seen there before. Well, with that type of cancer, to have the stomach do that at the same time. So, you know, I have some theories about that, but I suppose I should talk about the weight loss drugs, the shots. I have feelings about that. I don't think that it's for everybody, but I probably shouldn't. We shouldn't go there, I guess. But with her, she's, you know, she's recovering. She's all drugged up today. Otherwise, she was going to listen, but I don't think she can. I'm going to go up there right after after the show and spend some time with her, of course, and you know, send her some healing. She really appreciates the healing you sent, Peggy. She just loves to share. I just like Peggy so much. And she has never been that way. She has never been so invested in energy healing and work. You know, my kids have always thought, eh, yeah, that's nice. Whatever, mom's little thing that she does. But, you
Well,
know, she,
she's
oh,
learned to
yeah.
open herself up to that. I mean, it's been
Yeah.
amazing. You know, I mean, you felt the same as me. She just sucks it out. I mean,
She
she
does.
just
She loves it, you know, and it's really reaffirmed so much with me and my beliefs, you know, about the healing. Because, you know, we send that healing out. You know, there we do have clients that we work with that are, you know, with us in the physical that we work with, and we get some feedback, but you know, online and stuff that we work with, and we don't really know if it works. You know, of course, we have to trust that the universe and the divine is go, you know, I am a clear and perfect channel for the divine, that it's just coming through. And sometimes we don't feel how it's coming through. But it's nice for me to see that and on such a personal level in my life, how that works.
Oh,
It's
same here. I mean,
wonderful.
I've done tons of healings for different people, and a lot of them remote healing. And where, like you said, they may say, "Oh, well, you know, I feel better or whatever." But for Kim to validate what you and I've done and how we felt when we were sending it, or the images that we got, and then you know, talking to her about it, it's just like spot on. I mean, it's so reaffirming that what we're doing is with the divine, period.
Right,
No other
it
way to
is.
explain it.
And thank you for being in my life, Peggy. I mean, you have we have become fast friends, really, on a
Yes.
soul level.
Well, I just think, you know, well, we can thank Mark for bringing us together, right?
Yeah, I
And
guess
then
so, yeah.
yeah, and then it's just, I think it was meant to be. I mean, that It's not everybody, you know, a lot of our friends and stuff, you go, well, I feel this or I'm hearing this. And they're like, from who? What do you mean? You know, they don't get that we're got a hit for you.
I kind of try to surround myself with people that are just, out there with me,
Right.
the little
And
church
there's,
I go to and everything. Yeah, the other
and there's,
folks, it's like they don't understand. It's like, what?
and then with you and I, there's things that, you know, sometimes just a word and the other one gets it and we run with it. And, you know, like with Kim, there's times, you know, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning here, Central Time, which is what, 2 o'clock your time. And there's been times I've got up and thought, oh, Kim needs more energy. She needs this or whatever. And I send it to her and I get the validation from you. Hey, Kim had this happen overnight around this time. It's usually pretty close to when I got the hit that she needed, whatever it was that I sent. So it's really great to have that validation. But
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
but it I'm very blessed to have you in my life, just so you know.
Oh, that's sweet. It is. Okay, well, I guess I'll start with the scopes. Happy birthday out there, you leapers. They're called leapers, the people born on leap year. And you know, if we didn't have leap year, that it could end up with spring being in November. I don't know how that works, because mathematically my mind just goes, oh my God.
I know, I
That's
saw that. I
like,
was just like, my eyes were rolling. I'm like,
yeah,
really?
it's like statistics in college. Oh, just give me a C. I was happy to get a C in statistics. But you know how interesting that is, that we would end up with summer in November. That would be so weird. And you know, of course, in ancient times, the farmers relied on, the seasons. And it's
Right.
like, okay.
It is strange, isn't it, how it all fell together?
Yes, it is. Okay, let me get a little drink here. I'll start. This is for actually, for starting March 4th or now, because kind of all of these kind of bleed together. And also, pay attention to your rising sign, your moon sign, whatever works for you. Because most of the people that are listening are the intuitive people that we know. So use that as you will. So we'll start with Aries. Take baby steps when it comes to tracking or tackling big projects. There seems to be a large undertaking that you may feel like jumping in with both feet or taking out a huge chunk. You think that's the way to proceed, without being, it's kind of like being too quick to act on something. In doing that, you might miss the best solution to handle this. Try to avoid plowing through the middle of something and not being thoughtful about it. Be a little more gentle, because there might be a way that you can just simply go around something, some obstacle that's happening here, without having to go through all of without plowing through it. Because sometimes, when you do that, there's like debris that goes everywhere. It's like, oh, I didn't mean to for that to happen, this, that, or the other. And if you do it carefully and step one foot in front of the other and pay attention, you will avoid a lot of pitfalls. And now Taurus, feel free to jump in anytime you want, Peggy, because I know you get hits on everything. Taurus, slow down, you're moving too fast. I kept hearing that old
That
60s
song,
song. Yeah, slow down, you move too
moving too
fast.
fast,
Yeah.
got to
It's
make
like a new chapter in your life is beginning to open. And it's so exciting and wonderful. And as much as you would like to be in control of it, because Taurus likes to be in control of things and very organized, have it their way. They're a little bit stubborn sometimes. I have a lot of Taurus friends. Just know that the universe has got your back. Some things are not ready to be brought out into reality yet. They're still in your thoughts. Because you're intuitive, you're just spot on, right on right now. So the universe is showing you all these wonderful things that are kind of there for you to have. It reminds me of that. There's a tarot card. I don't do tarot, but there's a tarot card where the person is just sitting there, and there's all these different choices that they have, and the person is just sitting there contemplating. You're in that contemplating state right now. So still thinking about it, it seems like nothing is going to go forward with these things until it feels like late March, something like that. Of course, we're right in March, aren't we? Feels like late March, early April. It's like you think the it might feel like the collective is kind of teasing you with those visions, but it's there for you to say, this is here, it's real, and to feel it. You might want to make it happen, but now is not the time yet. Just sit back, relax with it. Take notes. Take notes.
Yeah, I'm going to say something there because I kept, my guys kept saying, because with me, that I always said patience my ass, because I want things right now, And so the message to Taurus is listen to what Kay's saying of take your time, look at your options that are coming up for you, contemplate what it is you want. Don't push it because when the time is right, you're going to know exactly what you want to do and what's best for your highest good. Or if you push
Exactly.
it right now, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and then you get disappointed,
Yeah.
and pull back from the whole project, and you don't want that to happen because these are real things that can happen and come forth for you. Exactly. Okay, Gemini. I see you focusing on a health related issues. What I'm hearing is balance and digestion are key. And digestion seems to be directly related to how you digest things that are going on in the world and in your life. You're very sensitive right now. It just feels like, and everything just feels like it's going to your gut. Those of you who know how to protect yourself energetically, please do that and balance your auras. Go into like a meditation or perhaps YouTube, something like that, where they have the chakra balancing exercises and stuff, and do that because it's important to have your balance and protect that part, your solar plexus and that the sacral chakra. All the lower chakras seem to be, when they hear these things or feel the energy of things out of balance, it just kind of sends them into swirling the wrong way. So, try to correct that. Do some self-correcting things here. They show me a vision of you, and it's your aura looks like it's shaped like a box, and it does work for you like a protective shield. Because I'm in this box, I'm not gonna let anybody in. But being in that box, it keeps you in a box also, at the same time. So it feels like a result of being overwhelmed. You might be feeling overwhelmed right now. So step back and smooth out those edges to where, visually do that to where it's surrounding you like an egg again. Because you want to feel the energies that are the positive messages that you're getting from the universe and from the world around you. You want those, but you still want protection from the things that are not in harmony with you. I hope that makes sense. Because, I channel these things and they just kind of come through the way they come through.
What they showed me as you were talking is, and if you know somebody who has a crystal bed, like what I do, you get on that crystal bed and have the crystals, because I have a biomat on below, which is the amethyst and clear quartz crystals, and then above the seven crystals above that represent your seven main chakras. And so to get the balance, it clears that out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
Do
that might be
you
something.
lay on that quite a bit?
I can't lay flat right now, so it's kind of
Oh,
hard for me to
yes.
do so. But yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. Awesome. Okay, that was Gemini Cancer. Talk is cheap. But paying for the results of that talk has a price, whether it's financial or emotional. Pay attention to it. It would be easier if it was just money to pay rather than the emotional effect that it has on people. So, because these words that come out of your mouth, they leave an imprint. They leave an impression that stays with that person forever. And then you feel guilty about it. And it just goes around and around and around. And it's hard to break through that. So, when you're in something, maybe emotionally infused kind of conversation, give yourself, do that 1 minute rule and just wait a minute, focus yourself and think about, okay, what's the best way to approach this rather than emotionally, intuitively, I guess. Because you don't want anybody to be hurt by this. And you've got to, you pack a punch, Cancer, when you
Oh,
make
yeah.
a point. So please do that and pay attention. You know, this would help you really break a big cycle in your life that you've been dealing with for a long time. Anyway,
Well,
there we are with it.
on that note, what I heard was, and if you're already practicing it, you can use it now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can look it up, but it's an amazing a tool. So when that stuff comes up, instead of, like Kay said, instead of, snapping out and what saying what you're going to say because it packs a big punch, if you'll be the observer in your life during that conversation and to go, oh, no wonder they said this, or no wonder this is triggering me, then you can come back. You can come from a place of compassion and just keep your mouth shut and just go, oh, isn't this interesting? And then you can look at it a little bit later. And then if you feel like you have to say something, then say something, but then you'll have compassion behind you.
Do it with compassion and purpose, and not just a reflex.
Correct.
Sometimes we all do that,
Oh yeah, that comes
and
out bad. That's easy.
yeah. You remind me, oh my goodness, you always make me laugh so much. You were telling me yesterday about your experience at the
Guys, I'm doing some physical therapy. And I don't know how much of that, this I can say on the air, but the guy wanted me to sit. I'm sitting on the end of the table and I have my feet flat on the floor. And he had me put my hand, palm of my hands down on my thighs. And then he says, I want you to stand up. And I said, you blankety blank have to be kidding me, right? Without even thinking. And it was a young guy, and he busted out laughing. And then I had to apologize for using foul language, but I was just so shocked because I'm in so much pain. The thought wanted me just to stand up on that. I'm like, really?
Folks, we're just a couple of little old ladies with potty mouth. A lot of complaints and potty mouth. But we're real. I just love that about you. Okay. Leo.
Oh, yay, here we go.
there you go. Release thoughts of how things are supposed to be in your rational mind. You know, rationally, this is supposed to happen, that's supposed to happen. Allow your magical manifesting mind to step in. It's okay to allow others to help and take the lead while you can direct from the background. Because I know you have to be out there directing something. So you can stay in the background and direct, but allow them to do the hard stuff, to pick up the hard work. Your schedule might need to be tweaked this week. Roll with the changes and know that you're divinely guided. And you probably you're a Leo, so you know that's the hardest.
All that made perfect sense. So
Yeah,
things have
okay.
already had to change for next week. And so, yes.
So, Virgo. It's always hardest for me to do Virgo because I'm a Virgo and I have all these planets in Virgo. You may be dealing with feeling like a victim. Perhaps there is something that you love that's no longer a part of your life anymore. Release your expectations from the past and count your blessings. Allow the universe to replace these expectations with new gifts that are more appropriate for the circumstance and time of your life. So,
That's so spot on for you.
yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Just think of the conversation we had a couple nights ago about something that you do.
Yes. Yeah. That's just don't no longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
But I also think that, again, what you said, I think there your some of your abilities are shifting and changing. So I think it's going to be kind of as a surprise. I mean, it feels good for you. So.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Libra, I see you moving obstacles one by one, and the universe applauds you. Stay grounded and rely on the motivations that puts you into a place in the past that will fuel your progress. The time is now. So make the most of the window, this window in time. It seems like there's a short window of doing some of these things. Karmic ties are rich, and you can decide what ties need to be cut. It's like Libra has this wonderful vision right now of being able to see these. It's so clear to me. It's in color. What I'm seeing is Libra has the time right now to go in and cut some karmic ties that are no longer useful, whether it's to people or situations or emotions, whatever it is, hurts and healing, so much going on. I see some of some of you who are writers, getting into writing and having big conversations that are very deep and helpful for other people. And all of this comes from your experience, your past experience.
Man, that's Haley. That's right on.
Ah,
I mean, that
yeah.
there's a lot going on there too. So that makes perfect sense. I'm glad to hear that.
Good, cool.
Okay, you want to go ahead and let's go ahead and take a break, and then
Yes,
finish
let's
those,
do.
and then we'll
Yeah.
finish them after break, and then get any questions out of the
Excellent.
after that. So, hopefully, Jay, are you there? We'll go ahead and take our break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Go to the bathroom or get you a drink or water, and then we'll come back and we'll finish the scopes, and then we'll get into the Facebook chat room and see if there's anybody who wants a reading or a healing. So we'll be talking to you soon. Right now,
Yeah.
it's about 5.5 minutes. Okay. Yeah, I was seeing, I tried to refresh a couple of times. I'm not seeing anybody asking any questions. Welcome back, everyone. You're joining Kate Dragon and myself here on 1-2 Radio for our show, Strands of Wisdom. Hope you got to get your little break in, whatever. Kate's in the middle of finishing up her scopes. So, Kate, you got it?
I do. Thanks. We're going to continue with Scorpio. Scorpio, you might feel like the world's therapist this week. I see a vision of you, and you look like a DJ playing everybody's blues song. Somehow it seems that you're able to make people feel at ease and make them feel comfortable. This is a wonderful gift, but don't get pulled into their stuff. Remain the observer. Scorpios do that. My sister was a Scorpio. And, you know, I have friends who are, you know, she had a Doberman that was a show dog, a champion, and she co-owned him with some friends. And she would go to the shows with them. And she would be sitting back while they were showing Benny. He still is beautiful. But they would come back and she would have everybody's life story. My sister would know them, know who they were and what their life was like. It's like, how does she do that? I mean, that is an absolute gift that Scorpios have, is to be able to just be that person that other people feel comfortable talking with. But it seems like that's kind of ramped up this week. So Scorpio can expect to get a lot of those either calls or you know, things. It could be just a stranger in the grocery store telling you something that about their lives. But, you know, be prepared because you're kind of a magnet for that compassion right now. Sagittarius. Eyes wide open is what I'm hearing. Some things come to the surface that you haven't noticed before, or perhaps you weren't ready to see it until now. I see this creating a shift on how you handle yourself, or it could be something in the way you work or something like that in your profession. Accept and be thankful for the grace as you open up a new avenue. You know, this could be a new profession, could be just a new way of handling yourself in a relationship, especially. It's like, oh, I never knew that. I never saw that before. And this changes everything about how I, you know, relate to another person. But it really seems beautiful. What I'm seeing is a beautiful gift coming through that allows you to reach out to people in a different way. And perhaps mend some fences with people. Because it just seems like there was some area that was blocked that's now wide open. And you can proceed forward. And it's really, it could be in friendships is kind of what I'm getting.
And the word I got as you were reading that was fine tuning. It's whatever. It's like you said, the blockage has been there. But I think that was... I think she kind of needed a break from whatever it was. Uh-huh. And now that block is gone, now they're fine-tuning the gift that you have and the ability. Yes. So it feels good for them.
Yeah. Visually, you know, in intuitively, what that looks like is just like this this light or whatever, and it expanding.
Yes.
Starting to expand and become much stronger. I like that for Scorpio. Capricorn, our Cappies, feeling nostalgic this week. I'm hearing old music and a song by Little Richard, Long Tall Sally. Don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might recognize how things that happened in your early life affected who you are now, the good and the bad. So forgive yourself and forgive others. And that's the key for moving forward and being more effective in your life. I also see you preaching the gospel in one form or another, whatever that means, whatever your gospel is. It could be a lot of different things. I believe this, I believe that. But, you know, just kind of preaching that gospel, it seems like whether they want to hear it or not, it's more for you, Capricorn, to hear. And perhaps you just need to vocalize that and help bring that into the world. See here, Aquarius. Sanctity creates the opposite reaction that you're looking for right now.
Say that
He's
again.
left.
I missed the first part. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
sanctity,
Okay.
being sanctimonious, I guess, creates the opposite reaction of what you're looking for. Because when somebody's sanctimonious, they kind of block everything else out, anything that
Right.
anybody else is trying to tell them or show them. Be flexible and allow others to work with the skills that they have or with the tools that they have. You have to love them right where they're at right now. Meet them halfway, meet them where they are. Some people might not be as in tune with the certain things or the not have the knowledge that you have, but you have to meet them where they are with love and compassion. Everyone sees the world painted in the perfection of their own making. Take a step into their lives and be open to understanding their options and experiences. You need to become one of them. Walk in their shoes. But if you widen your empathetic response, then you'll be open to receiving more love yourself. It helps you grow, just to be open and see somebody else's
Point of view.
opinion and their
Yeah.
experience, because we've had so many people with so many different experiences in this world that may be different, than ours. And that's, people who haven't had the advantages that we've had, or people that have had a whole lot of, opportunities and such, who see the world differently. Just being empathetic in your response to them is really important right now.
And what I'm also hearing to go in hand with that, which is it's kind of hard to do, but when you've got when you're trying to share with somebody something that you know that would be good for them, and they're going on about what they feel is right, whatever. Once you've said what you need to say in a kind and loving way, know that maybe they won't hear it today in their head, but in the future, when they're ready to actually absorb what you said, that conversation will come back to them.
Yes. And that, with healing experiences,
Yes.
you sent Kim some healing, and she wasn't ready to accept that at that time. We hadn't okayed it with her. And I saw it like, it was just on the outside of her aura.
It did.
And I started working on her, and it was like, and she goes, "Oh yes, yeah, I have Peggy work on me." And it was like zoom. It just went into her body and into her network so quickly. It was very interesting to be able to see this.
It
I'm
was
just
like
having a great time with my life right now, even though there's a lot of really difficult things that I'm dealing with.
but everything, the thing about it is it's teaching both of us a lot of the things with the healing. And when you talked about that with Kim, we both compared it to the energy went to her on her outer layers, if you will. And it's like it hit a stop sign. It was waiting for the green light for her to say, "Oh yeah, I told Peggy, yes, I'll take it," you know? And then like you said, it's like
And with some people, it could be just that moment. It could be hanging around outside, your intention to them, your healing, your prayers, whatever it is that you're holding for them. It could just be that moment. It's like, "Oh God, help me." And it
right.
comes,
And it's right there waiting.
And they accepted at that time. So last but not least, we have Pisces. I see the power of partnerships in your life. Perhaps you'll make a pact to do better and take on a partner, as you offer each other support and accountability. I also see you sorting through some things and perhaps taking a walk down memory lane while you do it. As you disregard, things that you don't need and hang on to the things and embrace the things that you still want in your life. And somehow animals seem to be a big part of Pisces' lives right now. And it feels like it's kind of an intuitive type of experience. And it's how animals communicate and how they see us. I don't know how else to explain that, but that's, just what I get. About Pisces and animals right now. And that's hard for me because my dad was a Pisces, and he was raised on a farm, and he never wanted us to have animals in the house. So of course, when he was out of town, my mom would get a dog, a little dog, and he'd come home and it's like, oh, there's this little dog. But there were times when I'd get up Sunday morning and catch him with that, reading the newspaper with that little dog in his lap.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Animals are well, to me, they're live beings, you know, and some of them are I don't what how do I want to put this? Let's just put it this way. Yogis train me really well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what's so ironic about him is the fact that as a puppy, before he copped this attitude of, well, he went through a lot that caused him to be overprotective and become kind of aggressive. But before all that happened, if I was going to send energy to somebody, I would to help hold my focus. I had a remember the Care Bears? Okay, it was the Sunshine Care Bear. And it's stuffed, right? And I would put that Care Bear on my lap and I would, you know, put my hands over the area that the person that I was sending to was having the issue. And Yogi would put his paws, cross his paws, and put his chin down on his paws and lay there while I did sending the energy healing. So, I mean, he's been a healer since he was a baby. So even today, like when I'm sending energy to Kim or to somebody else, it's just he senses that he gets up on my lap and he lays very still. And it's like he assists. So I
Oh,
just,
that's so sweet.
yeah, I think they're great.
You know, animals are they're definitely a reflection of our environment. And
I agree.
they, you know, some people don't pay any attention, but they are a reflection of what we're doing to the earth and in our lives, in our households and such. They're a total reflection of that. Alice came from a house where there were show dogs and such, and they had like four dogs. They had too many dogs, so that's how I got her. I was so lucky because they're friends. I still go see them all the time. But she's it's almost like almost she's on the spectrum kind of. She realizes like my roommate will just say, I can't say want to go Outside, and she will run out and she will eat some of her food and run outside every time. It's just, you know, she's like was so much a part of that whole thing. And you know, the people that raised her are very much like that too. Very well, very organized people. It's so interesting how they are such a reflection.
Oh yeah, I get it
Okay,
kind
let's take a
of
look
explains
and
some things
see.
with me and Yogi, doesn't it?
Let's take a look and see what who we have here.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
gonna
we've
try
got
and
the there's
refresh here.
a let me pull it because I know we're running out
Catherine.
of time. Hold on, where'd it go? It went away. Hold on. Yeah, she wants a reading,
Yeah,
like
about
healing.
the lead. Well, Catherine, about the Leo in her life, or is there another one?
I think, hold
Okay.
on. I've lost it. So it's she was talking about arthritis in her hand
Oh,
and
wait a minute.
who's that? Hold on. Let me get back to it. Okay, hold on. Suzanne said, I would love some healing energy insight into my recent increased hand inflammations, migraines, and vertigo symptoms.
Okay. I will
And
let
then
you start out on this.
yeah, so she
And
asked her. So
okay.
the first thing I got was something to do with her diet, and
Yeah.
it feels like arthritis, but it feels like diet would there's something in her diet that's causing her the you know I'm getting the, I don't know if you have eat wheat, but it almost feels like it's a wheat issue. But I also feel like you're trying to take on too much and being in too indecisive about it, so it's causing the migraines and the vertigo. So
Right.
I'm hearing just take some breaths, try to cleanse, you know, if you haven't cleansed your energy recently, get you some I'm hearing Kapal.
Yes.
Use some Kapal because that'll cut right through that crap. And
Right.
I really think that would help you. I don't know, what do you get, Kay?
You know what I'm seeing? Yeah, this is kind of weird and graphic. I'm hoping that this is okay. It's urine, something that is in the urine that seems off balance. I don't know if it's acidic or whatever, but you might want to check with your doctor or with a naturopath about certain vitamins or things that you can use, or maybe there's things you're using now that you shouldn't, but it does seem to have something to do with the kidney and the bladder. I'm not a doctor, so please see your doctor about this. But that's mostly what I'm getting along with. I agree with what you said.
Okay. Well, yeah, hopefully that helps you then. Oh, and then Catherine, here's this one, because we're almost running out of time. She says, "Ladies, I would love your insights around how to move forward with the Leo in my life. As a Leo, all I can say is, male Leos, good luck. Stay
They're
away.
strong-willed people, you
No.
know, and it's almost like a Leo has to get to a point where they are helpless to before they surrender and ask and for the help and accept the help. So you kind of have to be supportive, be there for this person, but allow them, because it just feels like this Leo person in your life is very scared, very fearful.
Yeah, and that's what I'm picking is the fear that's coming out, and they're like kind of lashing out because they don't want to show that they're afraid of something.
So just emotionally support this person. Listen to what they're saying. Always listen and just give little nuggets of insight, because you're going to pick up what's going on with this person physically, emotionally, and it just and karmically. Karmically, you have a bond with this person
Yeah, I
in
agree.
working with him. It's a him, I'm assuming. It's just like pull back, support, send love, and ask permission to send some healing to this person, and I think they will accept it when the time is right. You can't tell them what to do.
It's really what I'm hearing. This is really nothing that you can change. They have to change this on their own. But what I'm hearing for you is they really want your support. They truly do. Even though maybe action-wise or verbally, they're not letting you know that. But they're feeling helpless. And when a Leo, especially male, feels helpless, they lash out. So that's where they do the roaring, you know. So, and as a Leo, I can tell you when I'm the most scared or whatever, that's when I get a little sharper than I mean to. And it's not, and if you're in pain, that adds to it. So if he's in emotional pain or whatever, then just have a care with that.
Exactly, yes. And I know that you have a lot of healing experience. So, just send him that healing around. I'm just seeing rainbows come out of your hands,
Oh yeah, that's good
working
for sure.
towards him.
Yeah. And we can send energy to the situation as well.
Yes, we can. Well, yeah, it is okay
Yeah.
to do that.
For her
And
sake.
they and he will catch it when he's
And
ready
he's ready
to
for it.
accept it.
Okay, you guys, we've had a wonderful time. The time really flew by. We appreciate you showing up and asking your questions or whatever. If you need questions and we didn't answer it and we didn't get them because we both getting a delay somewhat in our Facebook page, so put it out there and we'll see what we can answer after the show. But again, thank you so much for showing up. You can reach either one of us at 12listen.com. We'd be more than happy to give you a reading or healing, and until next week, we'll see you then. What about you, Kay?
Absolutely. We'll be on 12listen. I won't be on till later today because I'm gonna go spend some time with a Leo in my life, and then I will be signed on. I'll probably do another Merlin meditation and channeling session with better equipment this time because it didn't sound good and such. But that'll probably be next month or whenever spirit nudges me to do so. But thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time
All
or
right,
hear
take care,
you.
everybody.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.